6:47 on the morning news. Let's check in with our sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Dirk Nowitzki scored 25 points to lead Dallas over Portland in Game 5. Fox says they cannot win if they get outplayed.
We know we got our work tonight. We know we got our hustle outplayed in every phase of the game. That happens sometimes, you know. The energy was there for a little bit. It just faded, you know, once things like that happen.
Miller led the Blazers with 18 points. The series now goes back to Portland for Game 6 on Thursday. Start time will either be 7 or 7:30, depending on a couple of other scenarios the NBA is considering. We will tell you what we know as soon as we know it. Elsewhere in the playoffs last night, Memphis down San Antonio, 104-86. Grizzlies hang on, avoid elimination, but still trail. San Antonio trails 3-1. Ooh.
San Antonio
down 3-1.
Down, baby.
Denver beat Oklahoma City. The Thunder lead that one 3-1. U.S. District Court Judge Susan Richard Nelson orders an immediate end to the NFL lockout. The judge granted a preliminary injunction saying she agrees with the players that the lockout is hurting their careers. NFL responded by filing a notice of appeal, questioning whether Nelson exceeded her jurisdiction. And Oregon quarterback Darren Thomas says he has to get his house ready for the arrival of what could be the next generation of duck pass receivers. They're expected to move in and live with him. A heralded foursome of receivers arrive on campus in a few weeks. Devin Blackman, Tekoy Sumler, and B.J. Kelly, all highly touted speed merchants. While Coach Chip Kelly says Vaughn is perhaps the best junior college wideout in the country. Today's member of the Fantasy Foursome as we head to Crooked River Ranch is Luke Donald. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Thank you, sir, Dave. All right. I don't want anybody to get the idea that I don't like San Antonio. I'm a San Antonio fan, like Timmy. You know, like Ginobili really well. But to see the underdog is great.
Frank, you're not going to let it go, though, what he said earlier. We will tell you what we know when we know it.
I'm just going to look up NBA.com.
And I'm going to use that on my kids later. They'll say, Mom, but why? I will tell you what I know when I know it.
That's true.
Or if a police officer pulls me over and says, do you know how fast you were going, officer? I'll tell you what I know when I know it.
When you tell me.
I like it. Taking a look at the headlines today. No breaks at the gas pump this week. The average for regular gas in Oregon is just ahead of the national average at $3.88 a gallon. And the Lapine community is playing a big role in helping a mom and her three children who narrowly escaped an Easter morning fire in their RV. And some 1,300 customers in downtown Bend were without power for about an hour yesterday. The power went out around 10 o'clock, and the outage affected downtown businesses and traffic lights. That's a look at the headlines in the news today, News Talk 1110, KBND.
All righty, 10 minutes till. Yes, to be determined. So we'll wait
TBD.
And see. TBD. TBD. That's really hard to say.
Do you guys talk in your announcer voices at home? Like, do you say, honey, I'm taking out the trash? And then you go into your, like, different accents, Dave?
What different accents? I have no accents.
That's not the one I had in mind when you were going to tell her you brought her flowers. That's not very sultry.
Sultry.
I was thinking of, like, baby, I brought you some flowers.
Oh, I know. I brought you flowers.
There you go. Does she like that when you talk that way?
She likes my voice.
You do that at home. And do you announce things like that at home, Frank?
I don't talk.
Wow.
I have to have a microphone.
You're exhausted.
I have to have a microphone before
I
can talk.
Okay.
Road and weather today. Yeah. No problems getting around town. Look for southbound from Bear Creek to Reed Market Road on 15th Street. Paving project there. Watch for flaggers.